When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Here now is Lisa Bell and Candace Campos with Florida Foodie. Sponsored by Light Orlando, delivering hope together.
Welcome back to Florida Foodie. I'm Lisa Bell, and today we are coming to you from Ocoee.
I love this on location day, and I'm Candace Campos. Now, today we are joined by a chef who took his grandmother's recipe and wanted to sell it, but you know what he did? He sold it out of the truck of his car, but now, well, he's been moving up. Now, even now, having his own food truck.
That's right. We are so happy to be joined today by Daniel Mercedes Jr. with the Dancing Empanada.
Hello, how we doing?
Thank Good. You so much for joining
of
us.
Course. I like Thank you name. For having us. Yes. That's Dancing Empanada.
But this is grandma's recipe, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so how did it come about that you started making empanadas?
It was about 8 years ago. I was looking for a little side hustle to do, and I just remembered grandma making the empanadas, so that's what I decided to do. So we talked about it, and she gave me the recipes, and
okay.
I started making the empanadas and going to barber shops and mechanic shops out of the car, and just to see how we grew, and they loved it. I stuck with it.
And was this in Central Florida 8
yes,
years ago?
Yes, Central Florida, okay. Orlando area, Oak Ridge area. Mm-hmm. That's where we was at.
And when you were doing it with your grandmother, did you have a special role, like, in the kitchen? Were you the one, you know, with the fork?
Yeah, the fork. I think everyone starts with the forking.
Yes.
And then once you get into the cooking and have the recipe, you know what you're doing with the recipe, then you can go and ask the cooking, you know? But yeah, I started as a forker.
So how do you put an empanada together? Walk us through the process that grandma taught you.
What is an empanada to start off?
All right, empanada is a flour. We use a flour. There's some countries that use corn, but we use flour. So what we would do is obviously cook the meat first. So we cook maybe 100 pounds of beef, 100 pounds of chicken, throw the seasoning in it with the, and then once we do the cooking, we take it to the workstation area. And the machine, what you would do is you put the disc onto the machine, put your meat in it and your cheese, and then just crush the machine, and it crushes it and makes the empanada.
Okay, and it wasn't always machine made though.
No.
When you started 8 years ago,
it was
this
forks.
Was all by hand.
All by hand, yeah, doing it by the fork. So when we didn't have the machine, you would do the process, have a water bowl, wet the disc itself, and then go ahead and put the whatever ingredient you're gonna put in it and close it up, and then you actually do the forking.
The way that grandma taught you.
The way grandma taught me, yes.
I mean, and this is a family business. You and your wife, you said that you started this first, then you met your wife, and she's the one that really kind of
she ran with
set
the vision.
It on fire.
Yeah. Yeah, she ran with the vision. I needed her in my life to get to where we're at today.
So what were you doing prior to making empanadas, and what was the final thing that said, you know what, this is what I'm going to do?
I was working at a TTH. It's the transition home. It's for part of the Department of Corrections, a transition home. I was there, working there for about a year and a half. And my shift was like 5 a.m. to about 3 p.m. And I was just, that's when I got to the point where I was looking for a side hustle.
Like, no more
Of this waking up early, wanted to do something for myself. So as I was working there, that's when I started doing it on weekends out of the car. Then once I got to the place where I was making with same as my check, that's when I decided to give my 2 weeks notice, and I ran with that.
How long did that take you?
Took me about a year.
Okay.
A year.
Scary?
It is scary, but were you surprised at how lucrative this was?
I was. I was very surprised to see that if you put in the work, you know, and the product is good, that you can make money off of it. So I was surprised and excited at the same time that I was able to leave my job and work for myself.
So what's the hardest thing about kind of running a food truck? Because it seems so self-contained, but it's a grind.
It's the hardest part, I say, is what my wife does, which is making the empanadas and also getting us jobs, contracts. I think that's the hardest part. Being in here is the easiest part, you know. Driving the food truck is the easiest part. Working it is easy because we only have empanadas, so it's not like we're in the food truck prepping anything or anything like that. Everything's already prepped. So to me, the hardest part is my wife's part, which is getting us jobs and getting us clients and things like that.
Being able to set up shops.
Correct.
Yes, because you can't just roll up as much as you would like to some of these farmers markets and things like that.
That's right.
You have to be invited and accepted.
That's right.
But going back to what we were saying, this really turned out to be very lucrative for you. Within a year, you were able to quit your job. Within 4 years, you went from selling out of the back of your car to buying a food truck. And you also made a goal for yourself at that time.
Yes.
Tell us about that.
The goal was to go ahead and work the business 4 years and go ahead and buy property in North Carolina and be able to go ahead and actually retire. That's what me and the wife are planning. So retirement was the plan in 4 years.
So it's 4 years later.
4 years later, and we're here.
Are you taking a dancing empanada to North Carolina?
We're not. We're actually selling the business with the recipe, the empanada machine, everything that comes with the business, the name, the brand.
And Abuela's recipe.
And the recipe, that's right.
Wow. And what is astonishing to us, though, is you said you had that goal for 4 years. You were able to quit your job and you've been able to purchase property with some tiny homes. So you're going to be starting a whole new business because of dancing
empanada. Yes. Yeah. And I'm very grateful for it. It's a great business to have. It's just our journey's over with it.
And so when you started out, I imagine you just had one or two flavors.
Yes, we started with the beef and the chicken.
Well, but you also had rice and beans.
We have the rice and bean as well. So we started with a few, and then as we started progressing, we started adding them to the menu. And now we have 14 different kinds.
14 different flavors.
14 different flavors.
That is unbelievable. Yeah. And what's cool, because you said that your wife at home gets everything going, you freeze it. What's the process from making it to now selling it?
Well, we have freezers at our warehouse, so we have the freezers to keep them at.
Okay.
Then, like, before a job, we'll go ahead and take out as many. Like, this job, I knew how many I was going to need, so I would just take them out and then put them in the refrigerator, and then they'll be ready to go.
How many empanadas are you selling on a monthly basis?
Wow.
On a monthly basis?
On a monthly basis, maybe
daily,
about 5,000.
5,000 a month.
Yeah.
That is a lot.
Yeah.
And so
probably more than 5,000.
And does your wife make them all herself, or she has to have help?
We have help. Like, for big jobs, we'll have help. Right now, since we're at the selling process, we're not working as much as we used to. So right now, it's just me and her doing it. I do the cooking. She does the making of the empanadas.
So when you come up to the window, the empanadas are still cold. You're the one that you're kind of...
I'm frying them right there, so they're freshly made.
Oh.
Yes, freshly made.
So it's a crunchy on the outside, gooey on the inside.
Oh, yes.
All right, what are you serving up today?
We have our chicken, we have the beef, we have cheese, we have our taco one, which is our favorite. Mine and my wife's favorite.
Why is that one your favorite?
Yeah.
It's just the mix that it has. It's beef. Ground beef with taco seasoning, cheddar cheese, and then we put a splash of refried beans in it to make it the taco.
Okay.
So that one is my favorite. Then we're serving everything but pork here today. And then apple pie, we discontinued.
Okay, so tell me about this dessert, because there's a guava and cheese.
There's a guava and cheese, and we also have the churro cheesecake, which is my favorite. So the cheesecake in the empanada, and then we just dip it in a cinnamon sugar.
And how does the family feel about some of these non-traditional, you know, recipes?
They love it.
Yeah.
They love it. It's different. You know, it makes us the dancing empanada. You know, there's... a lot of empanada trucks out there, but that's what makes us different, is that we have our own little twist to it, you know?
What are your kids? What do your kids think of mom
they
and
love
dad
it.
Owning
yeah.
a
They
empanada?
Love it. They love it in the beginning. They worked with us and went to farmers markets and stuff, and for summer vacation, they came. It took them each one of them a day, and they helped us here, so they made some extra money in the summer.
That's always
so,
nice.
Yeah, they love it. They love it. They were kind of sad that we're selling. But they understood now what's the next journey, and they're just happy for us with that.
So what's the process of selling this? So if someone's watching or listening to this podcast, I mean, can they just call you up?
It's going to be fbxbrokers.com, and our broker's name is Dan. If they go on to that website, they'll be able to go ahead and find our business there and contact him, and he could go ahead and give them all the information that's needed.
I mean, this has been your heart and soul for 8 years, and now you're moving on to that next chapter. Are you surprised that you were able to meet your goal of, you know, selling enough to buy property in North Carolina?
I'm not surprised, because my dad always taught me, when you work hard and you're persistent at something, it works out. So here I am 4 years later, and me and the wife are where we need to be.
And when you have a great product.
That's right. Product is everything.
Okay, so
product,
what should Candace and I try today?
Yeah.
I would do the taco. And
taco.
Then, of course, the guava and cheese, because I know you've been talking about that one.
Isn't that obvious? I love a good guava and cheese.
Yeah, and the taco, I would recommend the taco if you like refried beans. If not, the barbecue chicken mac and cheese is a good seller as well. And then the Philly cheesesteak if you want a steak.
All right.
I don't know what to say. I have to make decisions. So
it's tough. Yeah.
While I make the decision, we are actually going to be taking a quick break.
That's
so
right.
That way we can make our decision. And
and when we come back, we're going to be sampling some dancing empanadas. So stay with us.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited.
Welcome back to Florida Foodie. I'm Lisa Bell.
And I'm Candace Campos. We had a commercial break to decide what we wanted, and I can't decide, so I'm just gonna let Chef do it.
That's right. We are inside the Dancing Empanada food truck. We're here in Ocoee today on location. So exciting. I love being inside a food truck. I feel like you and I could serve some customers right now.
Yes. I think we're gonna do that later during the event.
We are no expert. The expert here is Daniel Mercedes Jr. This smells amazing. You came inside, you fried up an empanada. This is what it starts out as.
Yeah, this is what it looks like.
This is what it looks like when you have it frozen.
Okay.
Out of a dozen. We put them in our packs here.
And you said this is a flour shell, which is, you can have corn or you can have flour.
Correct, and we do the flour.
Okay, why do you prefer the flour?
It's just the Puerto Rican way to do it.
Okay.
More like Argentinian and other countries do the corn.
Okay.
So we just stuck with the recipe and do the flour.
And back in the day, 8 years ago, when you were using grandma's recipe, you made it all by hand.
Yes.
Now you've grown so much, you're using a machine, but you say it's better with the machine.
These are
thick. Yeah. It's better because of that. I don't know if you've had an empanada from anywhere else, but it's like more air than meat, and it's because of the forking.
Okay.
But with the machine, it allows you to put a lot more meat in it. So I fried up here chicken and a beef here.
Yeah, so tell us what that process is like. It's like a round piece of dough.
It's a round piece of dough. You put it on the machine. The machine's about this big. Uh-huh. Put it on the machine, and then you put your meat in it, your cheese, and then it has like a little clamp. You clamp it. And it closes it down and throws it down.
And that's your wife's job. She is cranking these out. 60,000 of these a year, approximately.
Yeah.
So this is one of two food trucks you acquired within the last 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
Had you ever been inside of a food truck prior to?
Never.
No. Okay.
Never. First time.
Yeah. So it's a little cozy in here. Give us a little tour of your space.
Yeah. Well, we got here the sinks and stuff. Then, of course, we have all our inventory stuff, like our plates, napkins, and stuff up there. This is a food warmer for when we do, like, big events.
Yeah.
We could have them pre-made.
Yeah.
Our commercial refrigerator, and then...
So how many empanadas can you sell on one occasion from a food truck?
A lot.
Wow.
Yeah.
A lot. I don't know how many, but... The most I've done.
I was gonna ask you if you have a record.
The record is the Fusion Fest.
That's a big event.
And it's about, we did about maybe, I don't know how many empanadas, but we did about $3,200 in like 7 hours.
Wow.
That's fantastic.
Wow.
Yeah. And so you were saying this is grandma's recipe.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, was she able to live long enough to be able to see
this
dream?
She was.
Yeah.
And she was very happy, very excited to see how far we have taken it.
Mm-hmm.
She passed away in March. May she rest in peace. But she was very, very proud of what we accomplished.
And did she have a favorite empanada?
She liked beef and chicken. When I went to go see her, I would take her a half a dozen of beef and a half a dozen of chicken for her and grandpa.
Would she critique them?
Oh, yes. She said they were better than her.
Oh, okay. That in itself is, is a big thing.
So that was a big compliment.
Okay. Yes. And you have three fryers here. Is that simply for volume, or are you trying to separate flavors?
Yeah, three. We have three fryers for the volume, so I could be able to get more empanadas fried. So what I basically do is, in a big, if I'm in a big event, I'll use one for chicken, the other one for beef, and that way, and then of course you have to put one down so that the empanadas don't float up.
Okay. Okay. You've already made two. What are these? The tacos?
This is a chicken and this is beef.
Okay.
Chicken and beef.
Can you fry us up a guava and cheese?
Of course.
Okay. Because we gotta have dessert.
Yeah.
I mean, we're about to taste these, but
all right. So tell us what you're doing.
So this is the process.
So it's the process. Just put it in.
Pop it in.
Then close it up, because if not, the empanada will float in the oil.
Have you been burned? I feel like I'm going to get burned here.
I've been burned. You're not, but I have been burned, and it's not nice.
Things are getting real hot.
It's not nice.
And how is it working in here when, you know, it's like July in Central Florida? I have to imagine.
It's tough.
Yeah.
This summer was very tough.
Yeah.
It was about 103 outside, so in here it's about 120. So
wow.
And then it's not worth to have the AC, because the fryers are in, so it would just go up. So it's basically a waste to have the AC. So it's tough.
All right, how long do you cook these for?
2 to 3 minutes.
Okay.
Two to three minutes and it'll be done.
Is it different for different flavors?
Nope.
Or is, nope.
Same
and
thing.
And how do you know when it's done?
You'll see this one's already starting to get crispy.
Oh, yeah.
So the guava takes a little less than that. So maybe about in another minute or so, it'll be ready. But that's when you see from this color, when it gets to this color, you know it's ready.
How do you keep track of which ones have been in there longer?
Just doing it for so long.
I guess.
I put it like, let's say if you had a beef, chicken, and a cheese, I'll put the beef, chicken, and the cheese. And then when I'm taking it out, I know exactly what to tell you, beef, chicken, and cheese.
Yeah, because they're not written on there.
No. You don't have like
we did so many empanadas.
Chicken,
right? Yeah. So many that we do, it would be so much to go ahead and have to stamp each and every one of them.
Yeah. Okay, so we're going to dig into these. I also wanted to try the taco, though, that you highly recommend.
Okay, yes, of course.
You know, while we're here.
I mean, why not?
Yeah, when in the food truck, go all out. Yeah.
That's the guava.
Okay. So we just like,
they all look delicious.
Just pull and grab, Daniel, I guess.
Yes, of course. Okay. You want me to do two tacos?
Sure.
Oh my god.
Oh, that's the beef.
That is intense.
Beef.
Okay, man. I just washed my hands.
How do you eat this? You just pick it up?
Yeah.
Pick it up and
no knife and fork?
No way.
What about a Puerto Rican hot
sauce?
Pocket, right?
Do you have any sauces?
We have.
Do people have a certain sauce? Is it good?
I usually tell people not to have the sauce.
Because
the seasoning, we have so much seasoning in them. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So tell us about your beef recipe.
I am now dancing empanada.
Yeah. that's
amazing.
What I tell my customers, that the seasoning makes the palate dance. So that's why we're called dancing empanada. The beef is just seasoned Spanish seasoning.
And it's spilling out of here.
Yeah, there's
so much meat. Yeah.
Yes, and that's the thing, that's what we're known for, that every bite is gonna have meat in it.
It almost tastes buttery to me. It's really good.
Oh,
it's
glad
so
you
good.
Like it.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, okay. I'm gonna leave my bite over here.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and then this one's the chicken. Do you want to do the opening?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
You're a pro.
Can we hear the crunch?
Mm-hmm. I love it.
Mm. Oh, look at that.
It's like ground chicken.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The meat market grounds it for me.
Okay. And what are the seasoning differences between the beef and the chicken?
It's the same
it's
seasoning.
The same. Mm-hmm. Okay.
The only thing that goes a little different is the taco, because we throw a little bit of refried bean in it. And then it has taco seasoning, so we're not putting the Puerto Rican seasoning in it, you know?
When you say Puerto Rican seasoning, for someone who doesn't know, what's like the biggest oomph?
The sofrito,
right?
Yep. Sofrito, adobo, sazon.
Yeah.
Garlic. The garlic is very important as well.
Yeah.
You know? So.
Oh my gosh, these are so good.
I know.
These are so good. What else did you get, Lisa? Mm.
I ordered a taco. The Philly cheesesteak, that's
cheese.
Interesting. I can't eat anymore. But.
The Philly, yes. Philly's also a good one. It's a certain steak with green peppers. We don't put onions or mushrooms in it. With the green pepper, and then we do mozzarella cheese.
These are good.
Do your kids love the empanadas?
Yes, they do.
What's their favorite?
My daughter's favorite is the pork, the pernil, which is the Puerto Rican pork. And my son's is the barbecue chicken mac and cheese. And then, of course, they have the churro cheesecake for dessert.
That one's so, yeah. Oh, my gosh. And there's no nice way of eating these.
Oh, no. It's messy.
Yeah. Dig right in.
That's it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have people sometimes ask me for forks or something. I'm like, oh, we don't have none of that. This is finger food. Mm-hmm. So.
You must have known, though, you were onto something when you were selling out of your car.
Oh, yes. I knew we had something going on special when I seen how much. But I was selling about maybe about 60, 70 empanadas for lunch.
So where would you find customers?
I would just go to the barber shops and the mechanic shops because I know that they're busy and don't really have time to go out.
Right.
So that's where I decided to start,
and
which was very smart.
Too,
and then the customers as well, getting haircuts as well. Yes. So it worked out. Worked out well.
And of course, we love your shirt.
Thank you
Tell
so much.
Tell us where the Dancing Empanada came from, because you weren't always known as the Dancing Empanada.
Oh, no, we was actually known as Kingdom Empanada.
Okay.
And
that looks good.
That's my wife decided to give it a little special touch. She came up with the Dancing Empanada, and that's where we stayed. The Dancing Empanada. So we love it. It's catchy. Everybody tells us all the time they love our logo and our name.
Yeah.
So that's all goes, all the props go to my wife on that one.
And you were saying earlier when you first started the food truck, you were doing rice and whole like entrees and stuff like that, but there's so much food sometimes that's left over. This, I mean, the overhead, I mean, you freeze and then what happens to the empanadas that you don't end up frying?
Today, whatever that I don't end up frying, I'll just put in the freezer right back here.
Yeah.
Pull out for tomorrow's job.
That's nice. Fantastic. So I bet that saved you a lot of money.
It did. And it just, that's like the only advice I have to someone that's trying to start a food truck to minimize their menu.
Be as efficient as possible.
Yeah, because when you have too much, it's just a lot going on. When you concentrate on one thing, it makes it a whole lot easier.
That's right. We have like less than a minute.
That's the guava and cheese.
I already see the guava. That looks amazing. Oh, yeah. Oh, and this is going to be really hot. But I want to break into you're not supposed to just break this open, but I am. And here's the taco one. This is his favorite. Mm. Ooh, it is hot.
Oh, the guava.
It's cheesy.
See, and then
before I go to dessert, I'm trying this taco.
You don't have to get close to her on this one. Let me eat here in peace.
Delicious.
That one's my favorite. Mm-hmm.
The seasoning is amazing.
Thank you.
Yep. How's the guava and cheese?
Better than
I need a napkin.
I do.
She's my new Mercedes. Thank you so much. This was fun. The Dancing Empanada. Fantastic.
Good luck with the future in North Carolina as well.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Florida Foodie. We'd also like to thank our guest, Daniel Mercedes Jr. You can find his business online at thedancingempanada.com. You can also find it on Facebook and Instagram. Be sure to follow Lisa Bell online. Search Lisa Bell News on Facebook and Instagram. You can also find Candace Campos on social media. On Facebook, search Candace Campos News. And on Instagram, search Candace Campos WKMG. Also, a big thank you to our technical producers, Derek Mosier and Ryan Haley, our director, Rich Burns, and our entire production staff. I'm the show's producer, Thomas Mates. Please take the time to rate and review us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify or wherever you stream podcasts. And you can find videos of all of our podcasts on ClickOrlando.com and on YouTube. Just search for Florida Foodie.